Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. Three astrologers who get together over the airwaves to speak about astrology and what's going on in the heavens and how that's reflected around us in our lives and in our culture on the planet Earth. I am Mark Wolf, speaking to you from New York City, Manhattan, and I'm joined by my colleague on the east side of Manhattan.
Hi, I'm Ann Ortley, and I'm sitting here at my bright red desk with a very slow internet connection right now.
Okay.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, where the temperatures are diving tonight, and it is supposed to possibly freeze. So, yeah, the temperature extreme is getting us ready for this week's step into fall.
Yes.
Yep.
Fall is on Saturday. Fall happens Saturday. Mm-hmm. We go the Libra Ingress, which is always one of my favorites because you can have an egg and you can stand it up and it stands on its butt for like a half an hour and then it tips over again. But I love the Libra Ingress or the Aries Ingress. It works on both.
Yep.
And we start 30 days of fall in the northern hemisphere, and we start 30 days of spring in the southern hemisphere. Because we switch our seasons because the sun goes below the equator and the days get shorter. So.
But right now, it's the moment of equilibrium.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The moment of balance of light and dark, and a moment when we're really asked to find equilibrium in our own life, which is going to be pretty tricky this week.
Yeah, this particular ingress does call for equilibrium, as it's happening mm-hmm. with a very strong energy of Pluto-Uranus square. So it's all tied in together for this one.
And as the Mercury right now is moving into an opposition with Uranus and Pluto, and when the Sun goes into Libra, it heads into that T-square with Uranus and Pluto. Very strong, so we'll really need all our efforts to keep it as calm and even as possible. There's so many, you know, radical shifts that can happen in a short period of time. It is, you know, real wild card energy. We're playing back to major issues in our life with that square.
It's kind of the contest is, how can we make things radical and useful at the same time? So not radical and blow it all up, but rather mm-hmm. radical going toward mm-hmm. something that needs to be different from what it ever was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the job with this particular set of configurations of planets.
Right.
Don't try to resist that change. Don't try to keep things the way they were. Don't try to go backwards. Not a time for reactionary. You know, reactionary will get its adherence because of the square, but mm-hmm. It's not where the energy is going to go. It'll just get stuck mm-hmm. there and go toward more of an explosion later. So try not to take the reactionary route. Instead, say, how can I welcome change, but let it mm-hmm. be like a controlled explosion, right?
Mm-hmm. Explosion's a good word for it because it also is happening as Pluto station, so there's a very strong energy around needing to control things, and if I can't control it, I'm going to have to kill it off or something. And we want to kind of say, no, don't kill it off. Allow it to evolve and change, because it's really about the evolution that wants to take place as opposed to the controlling or the changing. But because the energies are so strong right now, people are really kind of really bouncing off the walls, at least I've seen fights kind of out of nowhere. You're like, what is going on? Why are you like this?
The Pluto is stationed at the moment. It is shifting gears, turning forward, and bringing hopefully some evolution in ongoing issues that we've been working on for over a year. It sort of goes back and forth over this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it is this sudden, unexpected. You know, this is the second of seven turning point, era-changing aspects. And I'm just hearing the urgency in people's voice. You know, someone said it was like they were on speed. When it can hang out, have a perfectly good day, nothing special. But when something clicks in, when something sets off that fuel point, whether it's a fight between people or an exciting idea, it doesn't always have to be negative. It can be an exciting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can see the movement happen pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But we can watch an example of this in how tempers conflagrated around the whole issue of the bombing in Libya and all the, when Pluto is involved, it always talks about how do we use our power, how do we use or misuse our power,
right?
And how that whole thing was conflagrated. There's a lot of interesting research being done to figure out who funded the movie that
was put on
against the Muslim world, because none of the actors knew that that's the movie they were in. All their voices were dubbed over afterwards.
Really?
And then and they did not. They shot a completely different movie, and the guy put in the words and let it go just in time for 9/11, just in time to make the maximum conflagration as possible.
Wow.
Now, this is a guy who's never really shown any interest in this kind of activity before, but has been in need of money. So who's funding him is the question.
Right.
And that's a real Plutonian issue. We may find it out, because often when Pluto turns direct out, it's been hidden. We see the hidden Machiavellianness behind the scenes. You also
With Mercury, Mercury going through the T-square.
Exactly.
And can open it up, too.
And the fact that
can opener of communication,
And that in Libya, the demonstrators were sitting there quiet, fairly peacefully demonstrating in front of the embassy, when four, black armed cars came through with rocket launchers that were not part of the original peaceful demonstration. So it really had nothing to do with the movie in any way. But the movie was a wonderful
excuse to do it.
Excuse. Really taken the tension at that's been in the Arab world and turned it towards the West again, where they're much more comfortable with it.
Right.
So it's been really interesting to know what's going on here.
Well, and at Uranus Pluto, when the Pluto is a war aspect too, so it's got a lot of energy around, kind of deep and deep and kind of uncontrolled violence. And with the Uranus there, it's we want to fan the violence as opposed to, calm it down or say. So I had heard the piece about the, it's open season. I'm like, oh, that's so Uranus Pluto, we're going to be friends, Uranus, and shoot you Pluto. And when we had it last time, we had the Batman movie, the shooting in the theater. So it's understanding that it's like we're in these times where people are being asked to change ingrained behaviors and look at them and question them. And Uranus Pluto invites us to go deeper on the higher level, but on the lower level, and a lot of times on the lower level is what plays out on the mundane plane, on the world stage, where we have the less evolved energies, the less evolved possibilities. But in our own lives this week, we're all being asked to evolve. As Pluto stopped, and he's back to the degrees he was at last year, he was at this degree in December 21st, and he was two other dates earlier in 2011, and now we're regressing because the square that we had in June was at 8, and this one's at 6. So we're going backwards a little bit. We're kind of evolving, devolving, I guess, and going to try a different approach, or we're going to kind of back up. I always think of the track runners, they back up, or like when you shoot a gun and there's a recoil and it kind of kicks back into your arm or into the ground, because the energy wants to react to the energy kind of flying out. So this is the square, and also it's an opening shape Cancer, so it's going to bring up family issues. And also in mythology, Uranus was the grandfather and Pluto was the grandson. So go look at your grandparents' story, not just your family story, but go up a level and kind of see how you're evolving from your grandparents as well as from your parents, what you were raised with to where you want to go. Because this is a real opportunity for us to say, hey, it doesn't have to be like this. But the next question is, well, what do we want it to be like? And that's the space to stand. What would make this heart-based and a little more safe than the craziness of what we're doing in the world right now? So I think it's going to and then on Thursday, because Mercury is in Libra, he's going to go through the T-square, and he's going to talk to everybody that was involved in the fight, kind of taking notes and saying, so, like, what happened? You know, how'd that work out for you? And we all have to kind of say, okay, this is the story that I saw. And, you know, eyewitnesses' reports are always, so we're all going to be eyewitnesses to our own evolutionary process. Should be an interesting week. I know my particular postures I want
really
to spend.
I would say really watch what we say and do in this time. Mm-hmm. It can feel, if we feel triggered to take a deep breath, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't participate in change. And that change could be in our relationship or our house or revamping something or redoing something or, you know, turning a direction in our life. But we can participate in big political change. But in the process, let's keep doing it as thoughtfully and with as much centering as possible. I think of Venus as calling in the Navajo beauty way, the idea of moving forward in balance and harmony and equilibrium in this Libra time. That's the true beauty.
Oops, who'd we lose?
Somebody.
Heather fell off.
She fell off.
That's the Aunt Clara bell. I always think of that as Aunt Clara. Ding, ding, the bell fell and off she went.
Right.
So I got the cough for some reason. I haven't even eaten any food, so it's not from cheese or gluten, you know. The other piece, I think, you know, when we're looking at the story and how it lays out, you know, with Pluto stationing, I'm sitting here trying to get the internet to work, and it's just going connecting and running the little dial. Nothing's working. So the stationary energy, when the planet stops, we really feel the buildup. And I know, but, you know, just in talking to people in this last couple of weeks, there's been a lot, this last week or so, people have been very quick to anger and not necessarily hearing things well. How have you seen that, Mark?
Yeah, there's a general impatience.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're not hearing very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much disregard, but just an impatience and jumping to what seems to be a conclusion,
right,
without really considering it all from all angles.
Right.
So that's to be watched out for.
Right.
And that's Heather back again?
Heather's back again.
Yes.
The Aunt Clara bell rang. Yeah, You're back.
Thing about Mercury moving into the T-square with Venus and Pluto. Or interrupted communications, like a phone that suddenly dropped out of power. So,
well, you rang the Aunt Clara bell as you left, so it was good. I think we just lost her again.
Okay.
It's Aunt Clara bell. She's like leaving us. It's very funny. All good. Heather will be back again. You know, just kind of not showing up right now.
Do we have callers on?
I can't get into the internet. I've rebooted my computer twice. And I am not. Oh, wait, I'm in. I suddenly got in. I don't know what the hell's going on here. So let's see if we have callers. I can't even get the studio thing to come up. It's like connecting, you know, and not happy. No, we had problems all earlier today. Rose was like, "Ann, the internet is really slow." And I'm like, okay, you know, because she couldn't even get all the readings out the door because it was just not moving. And we got some of them out, but nothing was going. So I do not know what it is doing. But I can't pull up the studio to see the callers. So we get to keep talking, Mark, because we'll wait for Clara to ring back in. Heather to ring back in with her Aunt Clara bell.
Right. So Libra Ingress.
Pardon?
On the East Coast, the Libra Ingress on Saturday, sun going into Libra, happens with Scorpio rising.
Oh, does it? I hadn't looked at that yet.
Yeah, it's 17 Scorpio in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be about within a degree of that in Washington.
And then Mars will be angular then, right?
It's first house, 19 Scorpio.
Wow. Okay.
So right at the ascendant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that brings a big Mars and Scorpio and Pluto theme into the whole ingress. And the ingress sets up the 3 months that are coming.
Right.
So this is the kind of the game plan for the season.
Which also has a lot of energy around, needing... Hi, Aunt Clara. You've arrived again. It has a lot of energy around the election being very Scorpionic. And the Uranus-Pluto aspect, too. The Uranus-Pluto square has the Moon and Mars in Scorpio down in the bottom near Saturn. So it's a very Scorpio kind of season. And, of course, Saturn's going into Scorpio in a couple of weeks. So we've got Scorpio, everything Scorpio. And we thought we were entering Libra time. But, yeah, it's a very – I hadn't looked at the ingress chart to realize it was Mars rising. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heather, I can't get into Blog Talk for whatever reason. My internet connection's fakakta tonight. So if you can get in to pick up callers, that would be helpful. I don't know if you can get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. But we are on the Blog Talk.
We're talking, but I can't.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I call in on the phone, but the.
Okay.
The Blog Talk studio is like not happy with me for whatever reason.
Right. Let's see what we can do about
that. So I will sign out.
And then we'll give out our call.
We'll give out our call
number.
We'll
keep talking about the very interesting aspects so they can be useful to people.
Yeah.
And. But again, that's another part of the communication snafu, so we can accept this.
Well, and also Mercury just changed signs, but Sun in Virgo is at the very last degree. Mm-hmm. So when he's that late, he's pretty crabby.
Ruled by Mercury,
and he's
moving
ruled by
into
Mercury.
This aspect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of energy with that running this week too. The other thing I think is interesting when we see those. Planets get all so activated with Uranus-Pluto square. Having it be the second of seven, this is a developmental journey that we're going to be working on between now and 2015. And part of the developmental, I just tried, now that I gave up on Blog Talk, I tried to load a puzzle and it wouldn't let me do that either. It's just not happy.
Okay,
not
I'm going to call back in as the host, so you'll hear me go off and come back on again. And when I do, we have a few callers lined up, so I look forward to
you can just click on them and call. You can just...
Okay. Now? Okay.
Yeah, you can just click on them. You don't have to call in as the host.
Okay, hello, 585, you're on the air. How can we help you tonight?
Hi.
Hello.
Last week I fell asleep and you guys called on me. I didn't
know. Oh, no.
Like, oh, no.
Okay, we've got a few callers on tonight. I'm going to try to get at least a couple of them in here. So what's your birth data and how can we help you?
Quick. My birth data is February 14th.
Valentine's baby.
Yeah, 1951-51 in Chicago, Illinois, 9:06 a.m.
06 a.m. in Chicago.
6 a.m. even?
9:06
a.m.
What was that? The time again?
9:06 a.m.
Okay, and with the 22 Aries rising, what's your question today?
It's about health. I don't know where teeth show up.
Saturn and the Moon.
Saturn.
Well, the Moon is the mouth and Saturn's the teeth. He's the external bones in your body.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my
teeth problems.
Teeth problems. I had last February, end of February, March, I had a bad abscess.
I can see it. You've got in the third house, which rules the mouth and the, among other things, we associate it with how we communicate, the mouth and the teeth. You have Uranus there at 5 degrees of Cancer. So Pluto's been opposing your Uranus, and Uranus has been squaring your Uranus. So it's kind of, there's maybe a series of things that, you know, it's a real change in a cycle for you this year. And wondering what your structure is, quite literally what your soundness is, and some issues that you may have been having all your life on the right to communicate. You're a Libra, you're an Aquarius with your moon in Gemini, so you have a real ability to communicate and real importance to it, but it looks like it wasn't always encouraged when you're growing up because you've had to fight to speak up. And some of that seems to have kind of come into the whole mouth issue. And Mercury is on your Saturn right now. So it feels like something about giving yourself a chance to repair your ability to communicate, kind of symbolically an important part of this process. It also looks like you've got some long-standing immune issues with Jupiter, Sun, and Venus in the North Node in Pisces in the 12th. Some digestive issues and immune system issues, but they will respond to you paying attention to them and taking care. But that may be why one reason why you've been having an ease of infection. And what do you see?
Yeah, I would basically agree with that. I think that's pretty much the story with it. And it's also should start to ease up a little bit, but you're at the kind of the tail end of having to handle it. With the Uranus, square the Uranus, that should clear it out.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I had such an emotional response. Usually I go to the dentist and it's no big deal, and, you know, I do what I have to be done. And this was, this recent one was, we got a pulse. And they tried to say the same thing to me in February, March about a different tooth. And all I could do was think about being an old, a toothless, poor old toothless woman. And it just had this huge emotional response. And so part of what's coming up is, you know, is this an ongoing thing through the rest of my life?
It doesn't look like it's an ongoing thing to the rest of your life. It looks like a more of an intense emergency last year and something that needs to be paid attention to this year. But I think you can help it by dealing with your overall health. You can't fix your teeth suddenly at the last minute, but you can support your immune system. And you can, you know, tell your soul that you will speak up even if you don't have any teeth. You're going to speak up for the rest of your life. But to help your immune system, you know, how do you kind of trust your own solidarity? I would talk to an alternative healer about, you know, bone remineralization, how your body handles sugars in general, and what you can do to support your immune system.
I get acupuncture.
And that'll help you with the rest of your teeth.
Yeah, okay, great. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't think
it does not look like this looks like an emergency, not
moment.
You know, not a condition for the rest of your life.
Right. And the other part of it is with Pluto stationing opposite your Uranus, it's making, you know, it's helping your fantasies kind of run away with yourself, and I mean that in a kind way. But Uranus is the co-ruler of your Aquarius planets, and Saturn is, you know, it kind of is triggering a lot of emotional energy about, is, you know, my worst fantasy of what can possibly happen to myself.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, it's not necessarily real, but it's real because it's getting triggered. So we say, well, you know, Pluto's opposite Uranus says I'm going to lose all my teeth and I'm going to be poor and homeless and live on the street in a box with, you know, a cat that on a leash that I feed with, you know, tunicans. But that's the fear place. Remember, there's a lot of fear energy running around right now in the sky, anxiety energy, fear energy. So it's triggering your fears. And so we go, yeah, that I see where the fear comes from, but realistically, And then the part of you that goes, yeah, realistically, I know that's probably not going to happen, but man, I've been really riding that fear. And what's happening with these energies in the heavens is they're very much pushing on our most primal nervous things. And the moon, in your case, is in the second house, right, of money. So what am I going to run out of? I'm going to run out of money. And then the moon rules the fourth house of home, and I'm going to run out of house. And then Uranus is in my third house of, whoops, oh, the cat just turned on a recorder. Handsome, thank you very much. But no, sorry about that. But yeah, that I'm going to lose all my teeth, you know. So, but that's the exact aspect we're having in your case. It's playing out. You're going to lose your teeth and be homeless. Looking at the cancer house because Uranus is stimulating all that stuff up. Not going
to
happen.
Good luck on that. I'm going to try to take one more caller.
Yep, okay.
So good luck and take care. Okay. 651, you're on the line. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi. Hello? How can we help you today?
Hi, Heather. This is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
How's it going?
How are you doing?
Good. You need my birth information?
Yep.
12/28/79, and I was born at 12:38 p.m. in Pensacola, Florida.
And hi, Lynn, and how can we help you today?
Hi. I just moved to Florida, and I'm postponing school until January, and, you know, I'm living with JC and Jeff, and she's sitting with me here right now, and we're all feeling good, but, like, there's a lot of uncertainty, and, you know, we just moved to a new state and new time zone, and I feel good, but, like, obviously not grounded because I just moved, but I just don't even know where to be right now because of the move.
And the moon in Taurus, that makes is very tricky. You know, you've got Pluto on your sun. And you've heard me talk a little bit about this. So, Anne, Mark, what do you say about, she's got her sun at 6 degrees of Capricorn, 25. What do you say to that?
Mark, you want to go? You want me to go?
You can go ahead.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, I think the uncertain.
79, right?
Pardon?
79.
Yeah, December 28th, 79 at 12:38 in the afternoon. Pensacola. I think you moved back to Florida, so you're back in your land of birth. So that's an interesting. Oftentimes, when we're working on developmental issues, we move back home. I think we just lost Heather.
Yeah.
And Clarabelle tuned out. So with Pluto on your sun, you know, you've gone back in to work on early childhood stuff and on stuff with your children, particularly your firstborn. So, because Leo rules your fourth house and your fifth. So Pluto to your sun says we want to go in and delve into it and really understand it. And we want to take you back to when you were age 21 and a half, the degree of your Pluto, to kind of look back in time and see what the changes are that you need to make or what you did make. And as a Taurus trine the sun, you know, Taurus moons, Capricorn suns tend to be pretty solid. And then if we're going to throw in the Jupiter Mars and make it a grand trine in Earth, grand trine in Earth people are very solid, and they often not resist change, but they don't necessarily dive into change willingly. So when they do move, it is very unsettling and very ungrounding, but the whole idea is you're back in that area to kind of excavate your Pluto and excavate your sun and to understand what your ego needs really are, what your childhood was like, what your creative desires are. And so if you kind of focus on that and really focus on giving yourself playtime in the middle of a crazy move, that will help a lot because it'll calm the chart down because it'll focus it a little bit more and it'll help it feel more grounded. But it is a very ungrounding time. And also Uranus is in your 12th house, which is unstable, destabilizing. You know, Uranus in the 12th feels destable, unstable. So that can also be running now too because it's squaring your sun. So it can be a little bit of anxiety attacks. And, of course, partner might be having a lot of anxiety too because the planets of partnership are really getting stimulated also. Mark, anything you want to add?
Yeah, just you're sort of in a time where all the rules are off. You know, no rules. So take advantage of that and learn what it is to live without that rules, but make them up sort of day to day. And it's a valuable way to live, but it won't last forever, and it's not supposed to.
Thank you.
So that's good.
All right.
You're welcome. So good luck with it. Keep us posted. All right, so we're done.
Yeah.
There's Heather. She's back again. Aunt Clara just rang in again.
Hi,
Aunt Clara.
Just time to get new phone not working.
New phone having a lot of adventures out there in Minnesota. All right, well, I'm Ann Orley, and I'm signing off from my bright red desk here on the Upper East Side, where Handsome turned on my recording device and started playing as somebody's reading in the middle of the show. It's a wonderful time when Mercury changes signs.
And this is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you from the banks of the Mississippi in Minnesota.
And Mark Wolf in New York City. And tune in again next week.
Yeah, and join Mark and I at Open Center. Tomorrow we're going to be 7:30. And Heather, you got anything running out there in Minnie?
And tomorrow at 7:30, if you contact me, I'll tell you where. It's in an art center here on West 7th. In St. Paul, I am doing a talk with another psychic in the area, and we are focusing on the effect of this Uranus-Pluto square.
Cool.
So,
all right.
We hope to see you
opportunities to hear us in person. Yeah.
Next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye.